Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building this morning.
Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Breakfast Club, what's up?
Now, you seem like you've been very quiet. All we see on Instagram is you in the gym and you in the studio.
Swimming.
Yeah. I've been in the gym, studio, swimming a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I just been like, you know what I mean, meditating a lot. Just getting ready for the summer. And, you know, when you see me in the gym, I do want to lose weight. Of course I do. But it's really just to feel good and be healthier.
Right.
You know, because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm always going to be a fat boy. You know what I'm saying? And, you know.
You don't have to be. You cut the carbs.
Well, yeah, I'm cutting all that. When I say a fat boy, I ain't trying to be a fat ass. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? A fat boy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I got to always have the dawn. You know, women like that little belly and but I do want to lose some weight, and I am losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, I want to be healthy and feel. You know, when you work out, you feel good.
Yeah. Right.
You make better decisions, you know what I'm saying? And you deal with stress better, you know what I'm saying?
People do those crash diets. That doesn't necessarily make you feel good. You
nah,
know?
Yeah. The dieting, you know, you got to do, you should always do because you got to eat clean.
Yeah, just eat healthier.
Yeah, eat healthier. Working out, I feel like it makes you, like, it's just...
More plus, energy. More energy,
feel good. And, you know what I'm saying, if you got a wife or a lady at home, they're going to appreciate that, too.
Yeah, it makes you better in bed.
Yeah,
it's
all kind, that.
You've increased your stamina.
It's kind of hard to eat healthy when finger licking's right in your backyard.
Yeah, that's very hard.
Lord,
yeah. No, listen.
It's not bad.
You got the grilled
that's not true, because there's healthy things you can get on that menu.
Nah,
it's
the healthy stuff, the fried lobster. That's what I want.
No, and speaking of finger licking, you know, there should be a big announcement coming soon. You never know, you know, DJ Khaled might be involved in that finger licking business.
But the franchise it? I mean, E-Clock, you know, they need to franchise that thing.
It's really, you know, shout out to E-Clock because that's really an amazing spot.
I actually had finger licking for my birthday in Miami.
Nah, that's off the chain. It's off the chain.
Now, you say you deal with stress. What kind of stress are you dealing with? I'm looking at your jewelry collection over right now. I don't see nothing stressful.
He didn't pay for that. You didn't see the lawsuit.
And speaking of that lawsuit, you know what I like about that lawsuit?
They said you owed $100,000 in
You know what, so what I like about lawsuits is, you know, it's so good that we on radio because I want to educate the youth.
Okay.
First of all, they're liars. Second of all, you know, I learned with success, people can actually wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to sue you.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, Envy can wake up tomorrow and say, I'm going to sue Khaled.
Or you can say
that's the. But
or somebody can say I'm pregnant by this guy.
Right. And but that doesn't mean they're gonna win the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they're right. So what they do is people do that to try to trick you, to try to extort you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And the problem is DJ Khaled owes nobody no money. First of all, I have so much jewelry. I got more jewelry, and it's not even about the jewelry, because, you know.
It's jewelry.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day is, but I want to teach everybody a word real quick.
Got you.
Because I can't talk too much about the case, mm-hmm. but there's a thing called counter sue,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're doing, and there's a thing called victory, and there's a thing called, you know, you'll see, and that's all it is, you know what I'm saying?
People who don't know, there's a lawsuit, a jeweler saying that you requested this jewelry and then you never returned it and kept it and didn't pay for it.
It sounds like they gave Khaled some jewelry to promote. Khaled promoted.
Now, Envy, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what they're talking about because I'm very confused. There's not even a drop of truth about what they're saying.
Wow.
And I don't want to talk too much, but at the end of the day, you know, that's what, you got to play the game. But, you know, it costs to play the game. See, that's why people don't countersue and fight back because it costs to have a litigator. Yeah. And guess what? I'm ready to play. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to play that game. And then the truth will come out. And then not even just that, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? But they're liars.
So you get your money back after you, you know.
Oh, no. It's going to be, you're going to see a lot of stuff. And you know what? Get in line. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you think you're going to play DJ Khaled, that's never happening. You know what I'm saying? If you think you're going to sue DJ Khaled, that's never happening. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what your plan is. It ain't happening.
Right.
I promise you that.
I never thought I'd hear DJ Khaled say, don't play DJ Khaled. You can't. Saying, please play me. No. Play my record.
Play some DJ Khaled. Don't play no DJ Khaled.
Y'all crazy.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So what other stress do you deal with other than that, man?
I mean, first of all, that's not stress to me, but
you look nice and tan and happy.
Thank you. Well, when I say stress, I'm talking about, you know, everybody got the same stress. It's called life. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, what I've been doing lately is, and that's why my album's called I Changed a Lot, is I've been changing, meaning as in, I'm going to enjoy my life. You know what I'm saying? Even if, you know, we got to deal with just trials and tribulations, or if it's, you know, bills, or if it's
you have
wins.
A lot of people's careers in your hands, too.
I got a lot of people's careers in my hands, and that is that I'm running an empire, a successful company, a successful brand, and I've been blessed, and I've been blessed to just to been around great people. So when I say stress, I'm talking about just everyday, everyday stuff, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to enjoy life. And I encourage everybody else to enjoy it. If it's playing basketball, if it's swimming, if it's hanging more time with your kids, you know what I'm saying? If it's enjoying the music you make, even enjoy it more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's about having fun. Coming on the morning show,
right.
Having fun. You know what I mean? Don't take too serious. Right. Excuse my language. I'm sure you're going to edit that out. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't take, you know what I mean? It ain't that serious.
When you're talking stress, right? So now you got the stress of, let's just say, Birdman, Lil Wayne beefing, they split. Do you go Birdman or Lil Wayne? Because that got to be a decision.
First of all, those two guys, that's family to me. Mm-hmm. Lil Wayne, that's my brother. Birdman, that's family. And at the end of the day, it's not my business. And I do pray for greatness and everything work out. It's not my business. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, those two people know who I am. And I don't get involved. You know, I feel like people that, you know, comment and stuff, it's not their business. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day is, you know, I pray for the best. And I pray for the best just for the culture alone, because they so successful. And I, those are mentors to me and people I look up to and musically. So shout out to Lil Wayne. That's my brother right there. Birdman, shout out to Birdman. That's my brother. Those are family, you know what I'm saying? So I pray
but
for the best.
If they divide the company like Kanye, he had to choose between Jay.
Your own company.
I'm We the Best, you know what I'm saying? But that's my, I promote them every day. That's family.
So you're not signed to them as an artist?
No, I'm not signed to Cash Money at all.
Oh, you're off of Cash Money now.
Yeah, I've been off for a minute, and it's not that I'm here to promote that I've been off. I'm not that type of person.
You're
but
still affiliated, you feel like.
That's family.
Right.
Lil Wayne and Birdman, that's family. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know that. Mm-hmm. The world know that. Yeah. Nah, it's just We the Best. Nothing negative, nothing, everything is beautiful.
See, I didn't know that. I thought you were still signing to Cash Money, and that's why I thought the hold up on the album was.
Nah, and there was never a hold up on the album. This time, you know, I wanted to drop the album last year. The only reason why I didn't drop it last year, because I felt like, and I told y'all this last time, I felt like I wanted to give the people more music. Because sometimes when you drop the album, the commercial stops.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I learned that.
Yeah, I heard you were depressed because Meek stole Nicki from you.
Oh, nah, y'all crazy.
That's true or false?
Y'all crazy. First of all, shout out to Meek Mills and shout out to Nicki Minaj. I think that's an amazing couple out there. Another powerful couple, and you know, that's my brother and that's my sister. You know, I know everybody throw their little jokes around because I proposed to Nicki.
Could you have done that still? Now you think now that you see them as a couple, have done that same?
If I would have did it this time, I would tell Meek because right. Respect. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Out of respect,
you
know.
You ain't called Safari out of respect.
Scabbies,
you don't get that respect.
Listen, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They promote in this relationship. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So out of respect, I would have called Meek. But at the same time, as you know, when I did the Nicki thing, that was a whole excitement for the fans, and it's the connection with the record. And that's what I do. You know, Khaled, you know what I'm saying? When I make my records, I always try to make it exciting if it's the way I present it. It's, you know, I'm out here presenting on the Breakfast Club, on the Big Morning Show. That's excitement.
Right.
You know, I just don't want to drop a record and say, hey, I dropped the record. Nah, I got to do it big. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to iHeartRadio and the whole team. You know what I mean?
You said something interesting. You said that when you drop your album, the commercial stops. Why is it hard to promote songs off the album once the album's out?
Well, I think that's the way the game was structured in the last 10 years. You know what I mean? And it takes us power players to change it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing right now. Because, you know, when I drop albums, I have so many more hit records on there. And I think it's also on a budget standpoint for... I'm We the Best, so, you know, I control everything I want to do, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm for other people, it might be a budget where they're like, I don't want to promote and pay for another video or another single, you know, and you know how that goes. Right. But me, I don't want no rules. Like, there should be no rules. And I think that's where the game is going anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like CDs now are dinosaurs. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it real. When's the last time you popped a CD in your whip?
We don't.
Exactly. I don't even have a CD player in my laptop at home.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, but that's what I'm saying. So think about what these people do for you. So I'm saying is, We more bosses and we bossing up even more. So let's change the game. And when I say change the game, make it better. You know what I mean? If technology's making it where iTunes, well, I'm going to change the format of marketing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I might want to come out with 5 number one singles and then drop the album.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Why do it the old school way?
Because people are focused on first week numbers so
much. Well, you shouldn't be focused just on first week numbers. You should be focused on your whole run. And I'm not even talking about the album. I'm talking about your career. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You think it's because you're a DJ? Because, like, you know, usually if somebody drops the album, like a Big Sean or whatever, we listen to the whole body of work. You think it's because of DJ? People don't listen to your whole body of work?
Not with me. I don't think that with me. I think when people buy my album, they listen to the whole album because I make some amazing records.
You put a lot of people together, too.
Yeah, I put a lot of people together, but I make amazing records. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But even with, like you say, when solo artists drop their album, I feel like when the album drops, I feel like the commercial stops.
Mm. It does.
That's how I feel. Like, let's keep it real. Like, you know, you're the excitement the first week. You go to the Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. You do Revolt. Sense. You do that. And then the album drop. Do you see them?
Nah. Nope. Like J. Cole quietly went platinum, it seems.
But that's what I'm saying. So I'm just changing the game because I know what the fans want and the people want because I'm a fan of hip-hop. So I know what I would want. I want more of my favorite artists or more of my favorite guy that make the anthems. I want more. You know what I'm saying? The same way they listen to your morning show, they're going to want more. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Now, you were in Vegas for the fight, of course. Did you bet some money on
the fight? I ain't bet on this fight, but I was with Floyd Mayweather. I wanted Floyd to win, and I respect his legacy and his wins. And, you know, I was telling a friend of mine, it's crazy how many people would actually want Floyd to lose because he won so much.
Right.
And I think all of us in this room can relate to that. You know, when you win so much, it's sad that somebody actually wants you to lose because you won so much. But when you on your way winning, they're like, envy, go, go.
And then you know, Breakfast Club, okay, you won enough.
Oh, you won, now you're winning too much. You see what I'm saying? So I can relate, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know how we do it? Every year we come in with a hit.
Would you want to see a rematch with Pacquiao and Mayweather again?
I would love to see it because, you know what I'm saying, I think that'd be great for the people. But at the end of the day is, you know, Floyd is a champ, man. When you watch him box, you know, Envy, I think you said something on Instagram or Twitter, you know, how, you know, people got boxing confused. The point is not to get hit, right?
Absolutely.
And the point is to, you know, get as many hits in to get points. And, of course, you would love a knockout. But the whole goal is who wins or who loses.
Right.
Floyd wins. So he mastered the craft of winning. You know what I'm saying? It might not be like the way we used to love watching Tyson knock somebody out in 1 second. I love watching them fights. But at the end of the day is when Tyson won, he won. When Floyd wins, he wins. It's just different ways of winning.
I think the reason people don't like Floyd, though, is because he's the bad guy. And you can't have it both ways. If you're the self-proclaimed bad guy, you're the villain. You got to play that role.
And I wouldn't say he's a bad guy. I just say he just won so much. You know what I'm saying? Think about it.
They made him a villain, I think.
Yeah, because, you know, when you win so much and you get so much money, it's sad. People just start hating. And, you know the rule. The more hate you have, the more love you have. The more hate you have, the more money you have. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's part of success. If you can't deal with success, because not everybody can deal with it. Mm-hmm. I can. You know what I'm saying?
You're suffering from it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like if you're going to hate, cool. I'm blessed. I'm successful. At the end of the day is, who gonna pay your bills?
Right.
You know what I mean? Who gonna take care of your children? Right. Who gonna take care of your family? I wanna know. You are.
Mm-hmm.
So you shouldn't have to worry about nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I saw you in Complex.
Are you flying?
Oh, no, I ain't flying yet, but I'm really thinking about it now.
You were scared of flying because just in case what happened, and then your tour bus blows up, so.
Yeah, and on the way over here, I don't know if you heard, just to do this morning show, you know, I went to, leaving Vegas, I came straight here to do your morning show.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes 2 days, 2 drivers, nonstop. But this time
you're just getting here from the fight?
I'm just getting here. I'm just getting here. I'm not lying to you. It took me 4 days this time. I was on the side of the road for 2 days straight.
Why?
I lost 7 pounds with being on the side of the road. No lie.
You were on the side of the road.
The 3 flat tires in a row. And then we blew the turbo on the bus. And you know, when you drive from Vegas to New York, you're gonna go through deserts.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna be in the middle of nowhere. But I put an Instagram out 2 days ago. I'm really thinking about flying again.
Yeah, sound like the hip hop version.
Yeah, now it's getting out of hand. I'm gonna figure it out.
It sound like the hip hop version of Final Destination. You had plane trouble, then you had bus trouble, now you got car trouble.
Yeah, I mean, you know, That's why this I changed the album and the concept of it is my real life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I am changing. And for me to think about flying again, that's part of my change process. And I want to overcome my fear. I'm scared.
Take yourself a nice sleeping pill.
Yeah, no, I'm going to figure it out. The other day I was hanging with somebody like, Cal, take 3 Xanaxes in a row. You know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? I told you before I might have go see a doctor, maybe, you know, tell the promoter I need to have a nurse with me. Put her on first class with me. Just in, you know what I'm saying?
This is ridiculous.
You know, I'm gonna figure it out.
But you a righteous man. Replace your fear with love.
You're
man.
Right.
Pray to Allah.
You're
get
right.
on the plane.
I'm not. I don't think I'm worried about the plane doing something because God is the greatest. You know what I'm saying? But I think I don't want to have a panic attack.
You
up
have
there.
Anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety. That's what I have. Anxiety attacks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So imagine me being on the plane feeling like I'm having a. You know what I'm saying? And I'm. You know, I don't want to do that to myself and the people on the plane either.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
People on the plane would love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Can you imagine?
That's the real issue.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
At least if you die, you'll die a legend.
Nah,
don't say that. Why would you even put that in the air?
We ain't never going to do that. No, we ain't never doing it. We forever.
You got a great
resume. Oh, my gosh.
Some people crash in the plane. You don't
know. No, we forever.
All right, that's enough. You're making it worse.
We forever.
Now, let's talk about flying again.
Let's talk about this complex interview that you did. Now, we saw your sneaker closet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have 10,000 pairs of sneakers?
I think I told the lady 10,000, but, you know, it's definitely in that range.
That's crazy.
Because the sneaker room you see I have... I've been working on that for a minute, but I have like 2-3 other rooms that's filled with sneakers, and I have a storage filled with sneakers. I've been collecting sneakers all my life.
Right.
You know, since I'm a baby, before I even knew I was collecting them. You know what I mean? So.
You don't ever sell any of them?
No, but I have been trading lately.
Mm-hmm.
Like lately I've been doing little trades, you know, cause you know, I got, you know, it's amazing how big the sneaker culture is. And it's like, I'm meeting like, you know, young kings and how these kids come and they actually want to trade. So I feel like it's fun to trade a sneaker. They get something they want. I get something I want. Or I might have an extra one. So I feel like, you know what I mean, trading with the youth is fun.
What sneaker don't you have, though, that you want?
There's some sneakers out there I don't have. Like, I don't have the M&Ms. I want the M&Ms.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? There's a few sneakers I want out there I haven't got. I'm going to get to them. But I just love putting a pair of fresh sneaks on anytime I want. And at the same time, Envy, you know how it is. Like, imagine having 5 pairs of Jordans from 2006, right? And you wear them in 2015 and come back and wear them in 2020. You know what I'm saying? And still have 2 fresh ones in the closet. That's dope.
But the problem is, you know what? You don't wear them all. Like, I got, when LeBron's came out, I got so many pair of LeBron's that I don't even know the colors of them.
Yeah, me too.
Hurt my feet.
They hurt, yeah.
You got so many sneakers. It gets to a point, I'm always late. I just grab the closest sneakers.
No,
and wear the same ones all the time.
As many sneakers I got, I wear like the same 3 or 4 of them, the ones I put downstairs. But, you know, if you got a video or, you know, you about to do a show or somebody, you know, somebody's a sneakerhead, you're going to pull out one of them boys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm like Envy said, like, I wear the same 2-3 ones every day, the ones I love, and, you know, but once in a while. But I think it's just more of the love for it. You know what I mean? It's like collecting records, being a DJ. We don't ever want to get rid of our records.
Even you know though you're using Serato.
Right. And I'm so happy I came up in the era of vinyl. You know what I mean? And not to downgrade or disrespect the new generation, but it's so important for them to understand what that is because it's so amazing.
Did you carry your own crates?
All my own crates. I carried 25 crates, man.
Whose crates did you used to carry for them before you got on?
20. Yo, and when I used to DJ with the crates, I used to have 25
crates.
I'm not lying to you.
You have to organize and plan better.
No, I used to, you know, later on, I used to have this one crate called Don't Play With Me, because that crate would be like the quick set if I only had, but if I had to do a club and it was all Khaled, I'd have 25 because I would go in an old school segment, new school, reggae, classics, things you wouldn't think I could do. You know what I mean? I just love having the access to the music.
What DJs used to carry your crates? You know, that's the initiation
before
they get
from
on.
From Miami, you know, a lot of the young DJs that's doing their thing right now, they came up under the Khaled umbrella. We the best umbrella from either carrying my crates or helping me carry my crates or opening up for me or, you know, giving opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's important to give people opportunities, you know what I'm saying?
It's hard now because now you don't need nobody to carry crates anymore. So how do these young DJs?
I never understood how DJs got so chubby when y'all was doing all that heavy lifting all the time.
But you know, you eat late.
Going upstairs.
Yeah, because you're up late at night. Club,
we eat late, man.
They eat nasty.
Eating fried food.
Yeah, fried
at the diner.
Late. You know how that is.
Is it hard to promote artists? Because you got like Vital, you got Ace Hood.
Yes.
You got Movado.
Yeah.
Do they be like, yo, why you ain't putting me on that record?
I like the Movado.
You saw Charlamagne and Movado?
Yeah. I still don't know Movado.
Nah.
You know what he was saying.
Yo, it's so crazy. I'm watching it. I'm like, I wanted to jump in and say, yo, he said this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You did good.
I did good.
Like, I was wearing jump in the video. Like, yo, he said this.
Charlamagne, what was going
I think all my artists, you know what I'm saying, a lot of them been on records and on the album, but I think, you know, when it comes to a Khaled album, I think it's important not only to feature some of my artists on the album, because they'll always be on the album, but I feel like for them to be even bigger is for them to do what I did and create anthems, and I'll be there to help create the anthems with them, or they might find the anthem and create it, and I'll be there to help support it. But I think it's important for everybody to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Ace to be Ace, and Movado to be Movado, and Vado to be Vado, and Khaled to be Khaled. But then, you know, we're all the best, and we're going to promote each other, right, and cross-promote each other. I think that's how a successful empire should be, and I think you'll respect the artists more, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be on Khaled records.
Nah, but Khaled, like, think about it. I'm one of your artists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your first single has Wayne, Drake, and Chris Brown.
Right.
I want in.
Of course. And if you don't, you'd be crazy.
So how do you say no?
It ain't saying no. It's called, it is what it is. It ain't no disrespect. Like, if you take it in a disrespectful way, that means you have insecurity of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't take it as disrespect if somebody say, if Ross don't put me on his album,
right,
even though I'm a part of it, mm-hmm, like, I don't take that as a disrespect. Like,
or if one of your artists does something with another DJ, you're not going
to
be mad.
Oh,
like,
no. I promote for them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my artists, that's one thing, and if you've been with me from day one, I'd be like, make sure you do all the DJ's records. Make sure you do every drop. Make sure if
Ace
you,
Hood is good at that.
Yeah, Ace Hood, he came from the birth.
Ace Hood will call me all the time.
Yeah,
I feel like Ace Hood delivers, but like that, I don't. But your record was tough, but for whatever reason, it didn't like.
Well, I think that record. Oh. I think that record is about to that open the doors for his next record.
Gotcha.
And speaking of Ace Hood, he got his new single about to come out, and it's gonna be real big, God willing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited about it. He's very excited about it. So be ready for a new Ace Hood single. He's been in the studio, and if you've been watching, he's been in the gym. What he's been doing is he's been recording so much and been in the gym so much, he's getting ready for that Ace Hood takeover. And I'm excited about it because, obviously, y'all know I've been believing in Ace Hood from day one. And I think he's one of the new generation greatest.
Mm-hmm.
His delivery, and I think his next single is going to be huge.
Do you feel like a lot of DJs support each other, like when they put out albums and put out singles? Do you feel like
I think they're starting to do more of it now. Back in the days, I think they wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing more of it now because of
every DJ got a record. That's why they have to.
And not even just that. Like, I think, you know, the new thing out there, you know, you get exposed as a hater when you don't do it.
Right.
Who wants to be a hater? So now you're exposed. You're not supporting. And you can support and the record don't be successful. At least you supported, right? It's about opportunities and support system. The music's going to speak for itself. You cannot stop a hit record.
Sometimes
it's
people impossible. Have too much pride, too.
That's what I tell people every day. You cannot stop a hit record.
If it's going to go, it's going to go.
And I'm living proof of that. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about just Khaled or any artist. We might not like the person. Mm-hmm. You can't stop a hit record.
If it's going to go, it's going to go.
But don't be a hater, because then you're exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Then we look at you and look at you like a boy.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? like what? Like, we're going to look at you. That's the boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are we going to do that? So you either want to be somebody that's going to show love and support and respect that, or you going to be a hater.
I know, because Envy got a hot single with Rico Love. I like that song a lot.
Well, you know, Envy, he been doing this for a long time.
But I feel like Envy don't be trying to get people to play his record.
I don't call nobody.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying.
That's the difference between DJ Khaled.
Sometimes people have too much pride.
Well, Envy, you should.
I just don't.
But you know
what it is? Because if I support you and your stuff and any DJ out there, I expect the same. And if you don't, like you said,
they might not pay attention, though.
No, there's... Boy,
they believe me. They paying attention. We on the number one show in the world.
That's right. But listen, don't attention. Get twisted. There's boys out there now. Don't get twisted. but you should have. But you know, you should have your team do that.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
it means more when you call them.
No, you got to do it yourself too. But you got to have a team still, because I'm gonna call all the time. Mm-hmm. You know that. I ain't got no problem doing mm-hmm. that. But I got to have a team. Yeah.
You want me to make some calls for you, Envy?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's important. And that's, you know, that's part of building your brand and your empire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got to have your team. Of course, you got to be hands-on. That's why we the best and been so successful is because I made sure I was hands-on.
I agree. And if Jay-Z can call people about title, you can call people about your Rico love right
there. But you know what? It's like you create your own. You know, we created a platform where we necessarily don't need the same amount of calls that they do. That's still a good thing to do.
We do I need everybody.
It's bigger than what it is. So, you know, if you help, if you look out, you do. If not.
Now, what about artists, like, when you hit them up to get on a song, are people generally like, yes, I got to do it for Khaled? Or is there ever...
That's definitely not true.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Because I would think artists would be nervous, like, man, I don't want to not do this song for Khaled, and then...
I'm going to give you real talk. I feel like the more artists has been out, in our era, meaning as in... You know what I mean? Like, you would be surprised. The newer generation is harder than the big boys.
Really? I don't think the new generation respect you as
much
as
they respect. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? They gotta respect. You know what I'm saying? But
I would think they would want to be on the Khaled.
Of course. It's not that, but you'd be surprised of the process to get it done and to do certain things. You know, I come from, you know, the real era. And the reason why I say the real era is because it's where it got created from. You see what I'm saying? You know, I listen to Nas, Biggie, and Jay-Z, and Tupac, and Rick Ross.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody else comes second. You see what I'm saying? So I come from the code. You know what I mean? Respect the code. I feel like the generation... They not been raised with the code of respect of the code. Like, some people will do boy shit and think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't do boy shit with DJ Khaled. You can't do boy shit with DJ Envy. You can't do boy shit with y'all. You just can't, because we gonna put them in place and they're gonna respect you after that, because nobody, some people won't tell them and say, that's wrong.
Or,
you know what I mean? Or, you know what? We ain't doing nothing. Or I can show you better than I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Me, I come from a code and respect. And, you know, me making my records has always been love.
Has anybody done that to you? Turned you down? We ain't hear about you having to slap nobody like they slap Drake.
I never got turned down. They wasn't available at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I can't do a record with somebody I wanted to, but I might did it 2 years later.
Right.
And I'm cool with that.
Right, because sometimes people have an album coming out.
It'd be something. But, you know, and then, you know, you starting to learn, you know, some people might want to get in the way of the greatness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm sure y'all know about stuff like that. And it might not be a no, but it might be somebody want to get in the way of it.
Well, let me ask you. When somebody's curving you, though.
Of course. And, you know, when people curve me, or if they did curve me, I don't sweat it. That's their loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm worth.
But they can always come back. Can they come back after that? Or is it dead to you?
I ain't got no problem with them. You know what I'm saying? And I only have a problem with you if you really do some boy shit.
Now, let me ask you. You mentioned something. You said the younger artists or the artists that come out now, it's a lot harder. They feel a different. Could it be because they don't respect the craft like a lot of the other ones do? Like I look at the Freestyle Friday, right? Whether it's Fabulous or Jadakiss.
Right.
And you could tell that they love the craft. But, like, sometimes some of these new artists, it seems like they do it for the money.
Right.
Because you can tell how they're making their songs and how they're moving.
Yeah, I think it's not their fault, because I love the new artists. You know what I'm saying? I got them on my records and I'm a fan of them. But I think some of them haven't been fully educated, right? Because, and it's not their fault, because the way the game is now,
it's
just changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed.
A lot.
Yeah, it changed a lot. It's just facts. It's changed from selling records. These new artists don't even want record deals no more.
Right.
Why
you know what I'm saying?
They?
No, I'm just saying, but I'm saying it's changed.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? Back in the days, you wanted to be on Def Jam or, you know what I'm saying, or a Bad Boy. Or, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, it's changed. So they wasn't raised. They raised with this new thing. Like, everything is at the table for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, even with they're getting money, it's just there now.
It's not the same legwork that they
right.
Have to put
like,
in
you know,
previously.
I'm used to. You gotta remember, I come from the era where there was no Instagram, where I had to go, you know, to each club or each radio station, sit out front, get my record on a mixtape or press up. Like, I come from a grind. You see what I'm saying? Not saying they're not grinding, but it's a lot more comfortable and accessible for them right now.
Now I can sit at home on my laptop, do a song.
And they might feel like they're doing a lot. Man.
If you took that old school grind and put it with technology, you'd be out of here.
Right. That's what we are. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm young. You know what I'm saying? So I love how much I've learned from coming from hip hop to now. Like I put the grind to this new going on. Mm-hmm. I'm unstoppable. You see what I'm saying? And I do bigger business decisions and doing because I know what's right. These guys, they wasn't raised like that. All it's right. just, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's it's that, just the truth.
Who's that on your shirt?
Oh, this is a classic. This is the Hall of Fame.
Oh, it's Larry Johnson. Yeah. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying?
It's a company called Hall of Fame, and they make like everything classic.
I used to think I was Larry Johnson. Yeah, he's my father's name is Larry. My middle name is Larry, and I'm from the Carolinas. So
you used to think you're everybody. You thought
I used to have
Bob
the part in the middle of
time.
My hair. Had a Larry Johnson jersey.
You thought he was Tyrese.
You thought he was Tyrese at one time. Jeezy at one
y'all
time.
Y'all crazy.
Man, Rick Ross has identity crisis, so do I. Y'all think we somebody.
Y'all crazy, man.
Okay?
But we appreciate you for joining us, Cal.
And thank you for premiering, debuting your brand new song, your summer anthem.
And while I'm here, I want to thank y'all because, you know, last time I did a premiere, it was Hold You Down, and I appreciate it. It
went number
one.
That was big.
It went number one, and the plan is for this one to go number one, and I want to announce to the world on the morning show, Hold You Down is officially gold, you know what I'm saying? The plaque's about to come. I'm excited about that, another victory, and we're going to do it again with how many times, and we're going to keep winning, and the album's called I Changed a Lot, and thank you, and God is the greatest.
And Khaled will be here next year promoting another single from I Changed a Lot. That's right.
That's right.
He's not
That's
putting
right.
out this album. He's That's holding right. on to it
Y'all
for whatever
crazy.
Reason.
My goodness. All right. It's the Breakfast Club, DJ Khaled.
We the best, baby.